It's a year since we reported our first case of COVID-19 in South Africa, and my word, how life has changed. What that year has meant is that for the second time now, the Cape Town Cycle Tour has had to be cancelled. Hold on, Dave Belairs is the event director for the Cycle Tour. Did you cancel it last year? I'm trying to remember.
No, I was just listening to you. As you said that, we squeaked in, we had the event, a week later, they cancelled the Cape Epic.
That was it, yeah. It was a Cape Epic, and I remember the scurry around it because everyone was here. It was literally, the Cape Epic was going to start the next day, and the president a day or two later announced a hard lockdown, so it was a very difficult decision to them. So this is your first virtual cycle tour. How is it going to work this way, Dave, this time around, Dave?
It is indeed. It's been big for us because part of the challenge of the cycle tour is the route that we ride around that is so beautiful that people love to be part of. So it was how we could demonstrate to the rest of the world the beauty of the Cape Town Cycle Tour. So we've created two opportunities. The one is slightly more exclusive than the other. The first one and the most accessible is the 109 kilometers for 109 rand. So you ride anywhere in the world on your bike continuously 109 kilometers and you'll be recognized for having participated in a virtual tour. You'll get a virtual medal and you'll be listed on the sort of wall of honor of people that have ridden 109 Ks. The key is that it is 109 Ks in one go, very similar to the cycle tour, and you do that on the road. The second opportunity is one on the virtual platform. And there we have gone out and filmed the actual cycle tour route from the perspective of a bicycle. So it was filmed from a GoPro on the front of a bike. And you need a virtual indoor trainer, which links to the app. And you can then physically ride around the Cape Town cycle tour route in three different stages. And you get to see the road that you're riding on with the view, the sea, the Chapman's Peak, going down to Heart Bay, Sekebosi, riding towards Simonstown. And you pass cyclists along the route, so you feel as though you're on the road itself, whereas you're actually sitting on a bicycle at home.
That's actually very clever. You'll then enjoy Chapman's Peak without the horror of having to climb those many kilometres while you're cycling up Chapman's Peak.
No. You see, that's the difficulty. In actual fact, what the virtual trainers do is they simulate.
Are you serious?
The climb, absolutely. So as you get to a climb, it'll feel as though you're going over the climb.
Oh my
so you don't
word.
Get to rest. So what we've done is we've actually broken it into three stages if you're doing it on a virtual bike, because you don't get the benefit of tailing in behind somebody. You don't get the benefit of freewheeling downhill, but you do get the difficulty of riding uphill. So the first stage is Cape Town to Cork Bay, and it's Cork Bay to Scarborough and Scarborough to the finish. And you can do it all in one go, or you can do it over a period of a week, and we get a cumulative time, and we'll then give you a ranking that'll count towards seeding for your next real cycle tour. And it's something that we think we're going to run every year. I think a lot of people globally, especially Europe and the USA, where lockdown hit quite hard for some states in the US and certainly in Europe, have moved to virtual training. Mm-hmm. And I know in Johannesburg now, a lot of people during the week prefer to ride indoors on a trainer, and then on the weekends we'll head out to places like the Cradle and go for a cycle there. So it's become a thing. It really has.
It certainly has. And wonderful innovation from you and your team, Dave. Hopefully a year from now, of course, we'll be able to welcome all those to the wonderful shores of Cape Town to enjoy the Cape Town Cycle Tour. You can participate in that Cape Town Cycle Tour between tomorrow and the 14th of March virtually. Thank you, Dave Belairs.